have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. They say it's going to be nice in L.A. today. I think low 80. I think they would have heard high 70s, low 80s, somewhere in there. So we'll see. L.A. weather is a little different right now than it normally would be. You can get involved by calling. It's going to be 71 today, I'm told, according to the phones. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My biblical question for this week, brand new, and it's a doozy. To say it's a doozy. And again, it's only for those who want to overcome misery, who want to overcome their hell. Are you a self-worshipper? Are you a self-worshipper? It's for those who want to know yourself, know thyself. And once you know yourself, the rest is easy. It's amazing. The rest is easy. Know thyself. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're not able to sit and watch the show live, you know that you can podcast later today or any time, really. But if you're just not able to sit and watch it for whatever reason, you could still be listening to the show live on your iPhone or iPad, no matter what you're doing and where you are. You can listen by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And right now, I think all the connections are happening right now on the show. All right. And just donate and have your comments read out loud. Go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. A Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's amazing. So, and there are a couple lines open there if you want to jump in there, folks. 888-773-773. It is Tuesday again. Oh, believe it or not, it's Tuesday again. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out? Amazing.
Amazing. Amazing. Who let the dogs out? So I gotta ask, do you guys love my brand new barn sign up there? Amazing! Brand new homemade. Amazing. I mean, it's so classy, I don't know what to do with it. Did you notice that, Hake?
No, not until you pointed it out.
How you not notice it's right there?
I was looking down at my computer.
You noticed it, Hassan?
I did.
You did?
Yes, sir.
Nice.
And it's got to be the handiwork of Sean.
Well, Sean Jr.
Oh, wow.
Well, Sean dad. So Sean is the younger one. The daddy is the one. The daddy made this.
Sean Sr.
Yeah. John. John made it. John, thank you, man. You have talent on loan from God. Thank you. I really, really, really like it, John. Thank you. And I like the way where it's sitting, too. It's in a perfect spot. And your son, Sean, has the same talent you have. You passed it on to him.
Amazing!
Isn't that amazing? And he, I'm telling you, the work he does around here and other places is mind-blowing. Like father, like son. You can die in peace, John. That is so sharp. And Hake didn't notice because he's jealous. He wish he had done it. But thank you, John. I really, really, it's classy. It's amazing that you did it with your hands. It's handmade. That is so cool. Nice.
Amazing.
It's in a perfect spot, too, right now. Amazing. Thank you, John. John made these microphones, too, for all of us. For all of us. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. Amazing. Thank you, John. I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much. And Sion sent me a birthday cake yesterday. Thank you, Sion. That
amazing
birthday cake, it is so good. I tell you what happened, Sion. It's so good. I opened it up at the office and let everybody have a piece that wanted a piece. And then I took the rest home so I could have the rest. The other half. I didn't want to share it. It's so good. I like the chocolate crust on the bottom. And then the fruits like strawberry and blueberry and all the little berries throughout the cake, and the whipped cream that's on it, and then the chocolate, whatever that is in the middle. It's delicious. Thank you, Sia, for my birthday. I do appreciate it. Amazing. So, Joe Biden spoke to Morehouse College graduates over the weekend, I guess, and talk about pandering. He took pandering to a different level. And when I saw the soundbite, I saw it last night in the news, and this morning my producer has it for me. I was just thinking, I didn't know what to think. I'm thinking, it's amazing to me that Joe Biden and his administration, because it's clearly not Joe Biden's decision. Someone else, I don't know who or why, I haven't seen any medical records, but somebody else seemed to totally be making these decisions for Joe Biden. He doesn't know what he's doing. Because even when he's up giving a talk, he doesn't know what he's saying. He can't even remember. I went down the road, and all of a sudden I was down the road. And then a mule ran across the road. And I don't know what I'm saying right now. But he gave this talk to Morehouse College. And I had seen somewhat of a soundbite prior to Joe Biden going there. And one of the operators of the college were saying that they were not going to allow protest, no one to boo Joe Biden. They were not going to allow any protest inside the building or something like that. I don't have the other word. But they were making sure that Joe Biden, or trying to make sure that Joe Biden didn't get any protest at that black college, because there had been a news report that some of the black kids didn't want Joe Biden to go there. They were protesting it. And they don't want that kind of stuff to be seen. But apparently there was some protest anyway. But the things that Joe Biden was saying to those blacks about they're not being loved by America, all of the buzzwords that they've been using for the last 70 years to control the blacks. It was mind-blowing to see that in 2024. They were pandering like 90 going north, desperate for the black vote, because that's all it's all about. And when they were saying that something like Americans didn't love you because you're black, they don't love you, they won't give you opportunity, all that kind of stuff. And that was it. Well, at least Joe Biden's right about that. The Democrat has proven, and that includes the black so-called leadership Democrat, they have proven for the last 70 years that they do not love the blacks. They don't care about the blacks. They just cared about the votes. And now that the blacks are starting to pull away in some way and measure, they don't know how to handle that. What should we do? Let's go back to the old lies about racism and all this crap. I want to give you an example of what is called pandering like I never seen before. This is from Rough Draft Atlanta and New York Post. Joe Biden addresses Morehouse College graduate, urging them to fight for freedom and democracy. And several Morehouse College students turned their backs on Biden. Watch this from Fox and Forbes. Fox and Forbes. Watch this.
You missed your high school graduation. You started college just as George Floyd was murdered. And there was a reckoning on race. It's natural to wonder if democracy you hear about actually works for you. What is democracy? If black men are being killed in the street, what is democracy? The trail of broken promises still leave black communities behind. What is democracy? You have to be 10 times better than anyone else to get a fair shot. And most of all, what does it mean, as we've heard before, to be a black man who loves his country, even if it doesn't love him back in equal measure? A day earned, not given.
See, there's some blacks who turn their back
on this Sunday morning. Because if we're in church, perhaps it would be this reflection. It would be a reflection about resurrection and redemption. Remember, Jesus was buried on Friday. And it was Sunday. On Sunday, he rose again. But we don't talk enough about Saturday. When his disciples...
What the... Just think about that. That talk. It was nonsense. It made no sense. It was evil. It was a lie. And then Joe Biden, a liberal white male, was able to go down to that black college and say those things to those young people who are now starting their lives out after graduating from college. And he would go down in 2024 and say those kind of things to the blacks. There was no hope in that. There was no faith in that. That was no, hey, get up and go for it now. They tell me you got to work twice as hard because you're black. That's the same stuff Maxine Waters and Jesse Jackson and all those people, the same type of lies that they use all these years. And they're still trying to make that work. In 2024. Because it has worked for them for so long, they have gained so-called power and wealth from it, they still use the same old boring lies. You don't have to work twice as hard because you're black. You work according to what you want out of life. It is horrible that Joe Biden, somebody else wrote that. It almost sounded like a black person wrote it. Because it doesn't seem like Joe Biden would have the nerve to say that out loud. The lack of love for black people by liberals, the media, and right-o Republicans is through the roof. They don't care about them at all. Zero. In their mind, they're just another vote, another number. That is crazy, and that Joe Biden would do that. But I understand it. They have gotten away with it for so long, and now they're losing them, and they're trying to come up with anything to get them angry in order to control them, to make them angry. According to Morehouse.edu, Morehouse College was founded in 1867, located in Atlanta, Georgia. It is the nation's black private liberal art college for men. Here they say it's historical. I don't know what that means, historical. But what does it mean historically? Ain't nobody there but the blacks. So Shardis explained to me what historical means, only black. So are the white college historical too?
No, you're not allowed to say historically white. Can I say something?
Yeah, you're not allowed to say historically white?
Right.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Not like officially not allowed, but you never hear anyone say historically white college.
That's why I've always wondered, why do they say historically? This is Sean, my producer. I always wonder, why do they say historical black college,
right,
but they don't say historical white college when there are colleges that's been around longer than
the
black ones?
Special treatment, you know? Like, just like they're allowed to have all black dorms, you know, on college campuses, but as soon as you make an all-white dorm. Oh, Jesse's in my face.
You literally cannot say historically white college.
Right, that's a no-no.
Are you serious?
Nope. And another thing about his speech there, we've covered this in the past, but it's called anaphora.
Afro?
An afro. anaphora is where he goes, you know, what does democracy mean if you can't do this? What does democracy mean if you can't do this? He starts the same. It's that hypnotizing way of speaking.
Yeah.
A lot of black, like, you know, I have a dream. I have a dream. I have a dream. They repeat. You see it all over the place. And it's that brainwashing,
right.
Hypnotizing. And he, like you said, someone else obviously wrote his speech.
I don't believe Joe Biden wrote that speech.
Yeah,
no. It sounded like a black person wrote that.
No, he's never written anything. He hasn't written anything in the past 20 years, allegedly. But you see, it's amazing to see how much more work Trump puts in than Biden.
Yeah.
Trump's out there on the campaign trail doing two-hour speeches off teleprompter and press conferences and everything. But, you know, in the debate, people will see the clear difference.
Also, I've heard a report that Trump is going to now be going down while in New York there. He's going to go down to the inner city part of New York as well. and good. Talk to the folks.
Right. He was considering doing a rally at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. He's going to the hood.
Right. We've been talking about that for a while.
I said during George Bush time in the White House. You remember him?
Kind of.
George Bush.
Where
George
I vote, Bush? I voted for him in third grade.
So you don't really remember George Bush, huh?
Not really. I mean, I was in third grade when 9/11 happened, so.
Whoa! So does 9/11 and the name George Bush sound like Theodore Teddy Roosevelt or somebody like it been so long?
Right. It might as well be Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. Whoa!
Yeah. In third grade, we had a they allowed the kids to put in their ballots, you know, to a fake sort of voting system
right.
in third grade. And I voted for Bush. Just because I knew my parents were.
Yeah, I voted for him, too. But
since then, I've learned he's...
When he was president or running for it, I said that he should... And Bill Clinton was going out into the hood, talking to the blacks in the black churches and everywhere. I said, George Bush, Republicans need to start going and talk and confronting the blacks as well.
Right.
Even if the blacks are mad at them, at least go and talk to them and answer questions they might have. But Republicans were afraid or didn't want to or didn't do it.
Yeah. I wonder if that's because they thought they were going to say the wrong thing or have the wrong answers or if they literally felt like for their physical safety they didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
But Trump wouldn't have an issue with that.
Not at all.
I'm sure he will before.
And they're going to love him.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to love him.
Sure, sure.
So George Bush is the one that caught Saddam Hussein. We are coming for you. He said that out. But you were in third grade. You won't remember that.
No.
That's amazing. You were in the third grade when that happened.
Yep. I was in gym class, and they announced over the speaker, we're going to have a half a day today. We had an attack in New York City, so everyone can go home. And I went home, and I watched the replays on the TV over and over again.
And so, as a third grader, what were you thinking about that when they...
I was thinking,
sure it would have happened.
I was thinking, sweet, I don't have to go to school for the rest of the...
That what you were thinking?
Yeah, I didn't know.
I believe that.
I didn't know what was going on. But my dad was in the city, so I was thinking about, you know, is he going to be able to get back home? I think he ended up being stuck in the city for like a day or two.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because...
He was a firefighter.
No, he was doing what he does. He's
his
working
work.
On Broadway shows, but...
Oh.
But it happened, you know, he was on like 48th Street, and this happened all the way downtown at the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
So he wasn't really close to it.
All right.
But yeah, he ended up being, I think, stuck in the city for at least a day or two.
What did Joe Biden mean when he said that America, something like that, America don't love y'all?
Yeah. He meant... Well, this is my speculation, but he also said something like, what does democracy mean when you have to try 10 times as hard just to get to the same place? And
Why would you even say that to those people?
Right, because he thinks to himself, these people are stupid.
Yeah.
These people are dumber than I am.
Yeah.
So we need to mama them and we need to help them. He's also saying that I hate these people.
Yeah.
And we need to keep them down by making them believe that they have to try twice as hard. Because it's just like the talk that black parents give their kids. They say those same things. You're going to have to try twice as hard just to get to the same place as other people. And the kids go, okay, then why try at all?
Right.
Why do anything? If I'm going to have to try twice as hard, why even start? And it's you know, some people call it child abuse.
Well, it is. What an evil thing to do.
But these kids are in college, so some of them obviously see right past this. They're not... These aren't kids he's talking to. These are adults.
So some of those blacks who were turning their backs on Biden, were they doing it because of Palestine or were they doing it because they're sick of the Democrats?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Oh,
I wish we did know. I wish they interviewed them to find out, but it could be either one.
Yeah.
It could be either one. I don't know if there's any conservatives in the crowd, but if those kids were turning their back and they happen to be more conservative, it's probably because of just Biden's past, and they know that he's if there is a such thing as racism, he's the guy.
I'm telling you. What a mess. Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. What a mess. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. It is a mess, and it's getting worse. It's going to get worse. It is a spiritual battle. And you got, you don't have to. I recommend that, but do what you want, that at some point you got to say, no, I'm going to work on my life. I'm not going to be afraid. I'm not going to live in fear. In spite of what's happening in the world around you through other people, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to have fear. Just imagine this, that you don't have to fear death. Death is even an illusion. Have no fear so you can be free. You can be free in this screwed up, messed up, evil world. People are evil. Human beings are evil. Human beings are evil. There's this guy by the name of Merrick Garland. And according to BBC, two panels in the Republican-controlled House, U.S. House of Representatives, have backed holding Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress. Republicans had demanded the release of audio tapes from a probe of Biden's handling of classified documents. Watch this from ABC.
President Biden tonight exerting executive privilege to block the release of audio recordings of his interview with special counsel Robert Hur about the president's handling of classified documents. Tonight, the White House says the transcripts are already out. The audio is not necessary. And tonight, Attorney General Merrick Garland under fire from Republicans on this. So let's get right to Mary Bruce. Mary, the White House insisting this is all politics, suggesting they know what Republicans would do with these recordings.
The White House is accusing Republicans of seeking to manipulate the tapes for political gain after the special counsel described the president as a, quote, elderly man with a poor memory. David, as you note, the full interview transcripts are already out there, and the special counsel declined to bring charges against the president. But Biden is now using this privilege, something Donald Trump did as well, at the request of his attorney general, Merrick Garland, who is also warning that politics is at play here and cautions that releasing the audio could have lasting impacts on future investigations. But David, Republicans are not dropping this. They are now trying to hold the attorney general in contempt for refusing to turn over these tapes.
Amazing. And so I asked my producer this morning, what does that mean? He's been held in contempt. It really doesn't mean anything. Other attorney generals have been held in contempt and nothing happened. It's just a word. Republicans are not doing anything. If I want to see the Republican build the wall, bring back jobs, do real stuff instead of always in some hearing. That's all they ever do. And then they come out and talk about that like we're supposed to be happy with that. 888-7753-773. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment. Books that are amazing. Highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success. Guy, even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, on your welfare. It can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They're using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Welcome back. There are a couple lines over you want to jump in there. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. We're going to get to your super chats as well. Quick announcements. The Hake Report is coming up. TheHakeReport.com at 9 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday, and James Hake is on fire. The guy with the good hair. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. Joel Friday TV. Mending relationships, all in the name of Jesus. At 11 a.m. Monday through Thursday. You can also podcast the shows as well. And then after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby, Energy, a genius given to him by God, the American Anchor Baby. And he's here from Monday through Thursdays at 12 noon and on Fridays at 4 p.m. Check out his ride. He's flying high in the skies. Every Friday, the American Anchor Baby. All right? I want to just finish this comment about the Republican. They are holding Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress over a tape. And I'm okay with that. But there is much more that needs to be done. And so far, over the last almost 4 years now, since Biden has been in the White House and the Democrats rule, the Republicans haven't done anything. Zero. They supported Ukraine, sending money over there, did not support shutting the borders down. They're allowing illegal aliens to come in by the drove. I mean, thousands of them now. Drug, crime, they agreed to taking the police away. They haven't done anything. Have you noticed that? But they love to hold meetings. They love to hold contempt. I'm okay with them doing that if they want to do it, but how about put first thing first? When will the Republicans stand up to the Democrats and say no? When will they say no? When? They haven't done it so far. Even when they control the House, the Democrats still rule. And I believe it's because the Republicans, the rhinos, agree with the Democrats. We have a one-party system. We have a one-party system. The Republican Party, hopefully Donald Trump, if he should get in there, he will change that. But if we don't get Donald Trump in there, the great white hope is over. You could really just pack your bags and go home and don't worry about ever voting again. It's over. We have a one-party system. The Republican Party is a no-do-can-do party. A no-do-can-do party. I'm trying to get the attention of hate. So you may see me typing. The Republican Party is a no-can-do party. Remember I said that until human beings return to the father, overcome the mama, the nature of the mama, and return to the fathers, that human beings are in an animal-like nature. They're in a fallen state, and that fallen state is an animal nature. An animal nature. And that they can identify with animals better than they can human beings because they have the same emotions that an animal has. And that's why a lot of them believe that the animal love them when the animal can care two hoops and a holler about them. They care nothing about human beings. Zero. But the human being feels the fake animal love, which is fake. It's not love. And they think they kiss and smooch all over the dogs and cats and alligators and everything because they truly, and they put clothes on the dogs and everything, because they truly feel that the animal, that they think that the animal is feeling real love because they feel animal love, fake love, hate love. And it's everywhere now. They identify more with animals than they do with human beings. They cannot relate to human beings because they have no love. Well, I have proof now. I literally have proof. I was like, what the? They're saying this out loud now. And I got proof. I have proof about the animal nature. All human beings have the animal nature, and that's what we're trying to overcome. The animal nature is vicious, is evil, it's destructive, and it has no love. It's all evil. And if you notice, human beings who have not had a change of heart, return to the Father, are evil. They have the animal nature, and I got proof. This is from Fox. NBC, NBC Universal will kick off Pride Month with a new nature documentary celebrating queer animals. Queer animals. Watch this from Peacock.
The paparazzi really are everywhere.
Everything you were told as a kid is wrong.
You make me want to dance.
Gay penguins, bisexual lions, sex-changing clownfish.
This is a queer planet.
Queerness has always existed. It's only in humans that we have such a stigma about it.
The idea of just having two fixed sexes is clearly out of style.
Mother Nature is pretty open-minded. Sex is not just for reproduction.
It's clear that no matter where you look on our planet, nature is full of queer surprises.
To be honest, we should all probably get laid a little more than we do.
Amazing, huh? I told you, until you return to the Father, you have an animal nature. You have no love. You don't love yourself, you don't love your children, you don't love your family members, you don't love your friends, you don't love nobody. You have an animal nature. I got the proof now. They'll now make it, allowing it to be known, said out loud. 888 563-773. Let me go over to Texas and talk to, is it Megan? Talk to Megan. Megan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, Megan.
How are you today, Jesse?
All is well.
Good. So I just had a quick question. Something I've been kind of, I guess it's been on my heart lately, is about God's will for us. And I guess my question is, how do you know when something is God's will as opposed to our own?
Well, God's will for you and all people is that you should overcome your fallen nature. His will is that you overcome evil.
Right. So in, I guess in the sense of maybe more practical things like, you know, a new job or moving or things like that, like how do you know when it's God's will and we're not holding on to our own wants?
I don't understand that question.
Well, so like if I was to apply for a new job and potentially think about relocating or moving or things like that, how do I know that that's not me wanting, you know, either to get away from something or to, you know, strive towards something that I want that I shouldn't be wanting, you know, I should want for not, you know, how do I know when it's, God's will for me.
So you don't, and I want to understand, so you're saying you don't know when you want a new job or want a new place to live or a different place to live. You don't know that on your own. You think God care about that?
I don't know if God cares about it so much. I just don't want to be, I don't want to be making my decisions based off of wants and emotions that I haven't yet overcome.
But what does that have to do with wanting a new job or a new place to live?
I guess because it could be seen or thought of as having wants for earthly things, or, you know, a better life situation, looking for happiness in the wrong places kind of thing, I guess.
Oh, so you think that if you decided to find a new job, or you decided to, you want a better place to live, you think that's a bad thing?
I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing to look for that or search for that, especially.
But why is it a question then? I mean, why would you think God would, like, spend 1 minute thinking about that? I don't know how that connects to God. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think it's just the not so much the new job, because I understand practically, you know, if you're not making enough money to support yourself or, you know, things like that, I understand practically, yeah, I look for a new job. But if it's a sense of just looking for something to try to find, you know, some sort of happiness in it, like say I'm not happy at my job, so I'm applying for another one, isn't there something there that I'm holding on to, looking for happiness in my job as opposed to looking for it in Christ?
Okay, let me break it down. So let's say you're at your job, you're saying that if you're unhappy at work and you try to move to a new job, that's a bad thing?
I think it's not a bad thing, but if it's for the wrong reasons, it could be a bad thing.
And what? What would be the wrong reason? What would be the wrong reason?
Like if I was looking to get something out of the new job, maybe.
Like more money?
No, like a sense of more emotional, like a sense of comfort or happiness, or you know, something more, maybe more emotional.
Oh, I see. If you're like unhappy at your job because it doesn't make you feel good, or you don't like the other employees,
yeah,
you're saying that is it wrong for you to run from that and find a new job?
Yeah, like how do you know when it's God's will to kind of sit in it and suffer, or go ahead and look for a new job?
I don't think you need to be thinking about God's will for you to sit in and suffer, because God is not wanting you to suffer, period. He's not about your suffering at all. I just think you need to pay attention to yourself, being aware of yourself. And if you, let's say you're at a job and you're grumpy and you don't like the employees and it's too hot in the studio or something, and you wanna move because you're grumpy, that's not a good reason to move. It would be best for you to overcome the grumpiness or being grumpy, and then if you want to move on. But I wouldn't move if I'm grumpy, because you're just going to go somewhere else and be grumpy again. But you don't need to think about God's will in that. God does not care about that.
Okay. So I guess I still don't understand. Like, what you said makes sense, but I don't understand how you know when it's God's will versus my own will, my own want.
You know when it's God's will is when you don't think about it. When you're not thinking about God's will, then you will know God's will. But when you think about God's will, then you will never know God's will.
I see.
Because in God, the only thing you need to come back to is the present, the consciousness of God, the mind of God. And everything other than that, you're just thinking about God, and really you're just worshiping the devil. You can't figure out God's will. You can only live in the present and be aware, observe God's will, let it be done. But you can't, and I kind of get what you're saying now. You've been listening to those dumb preachers and dumb churches that tell you, oh, you need to know God's will before you can get a new job, or you need God's will for this and that. So every move you're trying to make, you're thinking about God's will.
Yeah.
And thinking about God's will is just a thought. And a thought is just a thought with no meanings at all. There are no solution in thinking. Zero solution in thinking. And that's why God doesn't want you into thinking. He doesn't want you to think. He wants you to live. He wants you to be.
So without thinking about the future or what it could hold, or the past and what it did hold, watch it happen every day.
Yeah, where's the future?
Well, it doesn't exist yet.
So how can you think about something that doesn't exist?
Well, I think that's the emotional part of it, where you think about what you want to exist, or what would make your life better or easier.
But how can you think about the future that never will, never has, cannot, ain't going to ever exist? Why would you think about that?
I'm not sure. I guess just wrapped up in the thoughts.
Absolutely. And then there's no where to pass.
Gone.
So why would you think about the past that doesn't exist? It's all an illusion. Why not just live right now and just live now, live in the moment, live present in eternal life? Why not just live that way?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds nice.
Why not do it?
I guess same answer, just wrapped up in thoughts.
And why, have you heard me say, let them go? You can let all thoughts go?
Yeah, I mean, of course, that seems like a difficult thing.
In what way?
I don't know, it feels difficult to differentiate a practical thought from an emotional thought, and so I never know when I'm in my thoughts which ones are normal, daily, practical thoughts that are okay to be thinking versus not. You know, I mean, I think about the future in a sense of, I think about, you know, going to work tomorrow, that's the future, and that's practical. But then I also think about, you know, what I want 10 years down the road.
But you can't think about, I mean, I don't understand how you, I do understand what you're saying, but 10 years down the road doesn't exist. you got to go work. You already know that's your earthly schedule. That's your you got to go to work. That's how you navigate on this earth to go to work, right? But other than that, that's a practical thing. I got to go to work. I got to be there at 7 a.m. in the morning. But you don't live by that. You just that's your earthly time, which is only available on earth. It doesn't exist anywhere else.
Yeah.
Those are practical thoughts. Why is it difficult to know the difference between a practical thought and a non? You know when you're emotional, right?
For the most part, yeah.
You don't know when you're emotional at all times?
I think it's something that I'm trying to watch. So sometimes I can see it clearly.
Right. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Yeah, I am.
Well, just stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. No matter how difficult the devil, how often the devil tell you, oh, it's just so hard. It's so difficult. It's so rough. Just stay with it anyway and don't, because that's not you telling yourself that. That's evil. It's telling you that. It's difficult because evil wants you to stop and wants you to give up. So it can continue to live in your body. But and don't make it so, like, you don't have to think about, well, what's practical thoughts and what non-practical thought. Don't get into that kind of thinking either, because that's thinking. You want to stop thinking. The only thing you need to think about is what you're going to have for dinner or your job, how I'm going to do my job today. And once you do the job, you don't need to think about that anymore until the next day, right?
Yeah, that's great.
And so let all that go and just practice being present, being in the moment. Do you understand that part?
Yeah, I do. I think I do. I'm trying to.
And what is it that you think you understand about that?
I mean, I understand conceptually the idea of being in the present. I think I just, I don't know, like when I sit down and I do my silent prayer, I can be very present in the quiet and in the still.
Let me ask this because of time. Are you sitting or standing now?
I'm sitting.
And how do you know you're sitting?
Because I'm on my couch.
And how you know you're on the couch?
Because I can feel it and see it all around me.
You can see it, right?
Yeah.
That's the present.
Okay.
You can see it. You're aware that you're sitting. You're aware that you're sitting on a couch. You're aware of the room around you. That's what presence is. And when you get up and walk from that room to another one, be aware of yourself walking from one room to another. And just practice little things like that, and you're going to be fine.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Any other question?
No, that was it for you.
Call me again, Megan. Good talking to you.
I will, thank you.
You're welcome. Let me take a break. When I come back, straight to your calls and your super chats. Hate coming in with the hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autograph copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Yep. A whole lot of mess going on in the world. ChatGPT voice allegedly ripping off Scarlett Johansson's voice. What's wrong with that? The evil ICC versus evil Joe Biden. Is it cider or is it not cider? What's happening from Israel to the Palestinians? Cider genese, something like that. I like not to say that word. Severe weather and persecution of our greatest president. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Tuesday, May 21st, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, 1-888-775-3773. To call in, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. During Hake News, not fake news, you can call in during Hake News. I recommend it. And by the way, it is free. It's a toll-free number, so you can call it free even using Skype. You don't have to pay Skype to call this number, even if you are overseas, FYI. Little pro tip there. CNN reports ChatGPT unveiled 5 fictional voice assistants last year. Fictional voices in not real people voices. Breeze, Cove, Ember, Juniper, and Sky. Sounds sort of new age, huh? Now the company behind the AI tool is pausing one of the synthetic voices after they received criticism from the actress, or actor, if you're Hassan, Scarlett Johansson, for being so eerily similar to hers. Scarlett Johansson threatening legal action against OpenAI. Ladies and gentlemen, her. I guess that's a reference to some movie that she was in. Whatever. I.e. the evil ICC International Criminal Court seeking arrest warrants on charges of war crimes for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin-based Bibi Netanyahu. I call him based. I may be using the term loosely, but some of you guys disagree. I don't care. His defense minister as well, and 3 Hamas leaders. Crooked Joe Biden slammed the court's efforts as outrageous. I think that South Africa is accusing Israel of cider, saying the move puts the terrorist organization and a top U.S. ally, our greatest ally, on equivalent footing. What in the world? The ICC, if they're to grant an arrest warrant for Netanyahu and his defense minister, the decision would make it extremely difficult for them to travel to any of the 124 countries that are party to the court's so-called laws, the International Criminal Court's so-called laws, including top U.S. allies such as Britain, which is England, the U.K., and Germany, notably France. Evil France on Monday broke away from the Western allies, including the United States, the U.K., and Italy, to express support for the evil ICC. What's up with you, France? What a mess. Severe weather in the United States. More than 22 million people in the Midwest under severe weather alerts today. Relentless storms ripping through, storm system ripping through the region. Large hail, heavy winds. I told you about baseball-sized hail yesterday, I think. Heavy winds and a few tornadoes are possible, forecasts show. The biggest area of concern concentrated in much of Iowa. Beautiful Iowa. Northwestern Illinois, southwest Wisconsin, and northern Missouri, or Missouri, which are under a level 4 or 5 out of 5 threat. Though they're not in the bullseye of the storm, cities including Chicago, Milwaukee, Kansas City, Omaha, and Madison are also at risk of seeing severe weather. Lower chances of severe storms stretch from Texas to Michigan, including Dallas, Oklahoma City, St. Louis, Minneapolis, and Detroit. So hold on to your hats, boys and girls. What a mess. Persecution of Trump. The prosecution rested their case against our greatest president Monday. Trump, that is, with his so-called criminal hush money trial. It was an extortion thing, and they're blaming the victim. What a mess. Nearing a conclusion as soon as next week. Trump's ex-lawyer, Michael Cohen, the rat, he wrapped up his testimony with an admission that he stole $60,000, at least, from the Trump Organization, if I understand it right, for a payment he supposedly made on Trump's behalf to a tech company. What a mess. He's a thief, too, and a liar. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. Are you a self-worshipper? Are you a self-worshipper? Are you? Is you a self-worshipper? We, you can listen to the show if you're busy this morning, laying up at a beach or doing whatever you're doing. Truck driver, hey, truck drivers. We get a lot of truck drivers listening to the show. You can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. I have to remember that. I'm getting and starting to remember. To donate, and we are going to get to your super chats here, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond Cash App on Bond Cash App JLP, something like that. Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? It is Tuesday, second hour of the show already. Every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out? Amazing.
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 Who let the dogs out? 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Luke out of Minnesota. Luke.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. You're on the air, Luke.
Wow. Well, thanks for having me. First time caller, short time listener.
Oh, you're a first time caller?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, welcome, man. Nice.
Well, thank you so much. You know, it was interesting. My question is about deception. You know, my father passed. He always raised me Christian. So when he passed, he did come to me in a dream, I feel like. And it was so real. And he hugged me, and he shot into this white light. It was amazing.
He shot into what light?
Well, it was interesting. I was having a dream, and I was having a dream where I didn't have my pants on. So then I had to, you know, I went through a door, and I was in my garage, and I was like, hey, I got pants on, and there's my bicycle. So I took my bike down the driveway.
Oh, I see.
And I looked back, and my father was in my garage in my dream, but my father is dead at this point. So I biked back to my dad, and I gave him a hug. And when I was hugging him, I fell through the ground, and he was holding me by my arms, and a big light shined above his head. I don't know if I went up or he went up and or I went down, but it was really wild. But before the light came, when I was hugging him, he told me it was okay. So I think that my father did go to heaven, and I think that my religion is true, and I was able to get a glimpse of this, to be honest. But is there deception involved, I wonder? It's interesting.
When you say your religion is what?
I think that Christianity is the truth, and I think that my father went to heaven, and he was able to communicate that to me.
Amazing. And this because of the dream that you had?
Yeah, yeah. And then also, you know, he made me come to, I remember, I think it was when I was driving to school in the third grade, and he taught me how to pray and bring Jesus into my heart. And my prayers are good. My prayers work. And also, there was an account I had when I prayed for somebody, and I reached out and I touched his leg, and the guy spoke in tongue.
And do you speak in tongue too?
No. And unless this guy went to some Pentecostal church or he knew how to pull a really good prank on me, I think that my prayers work. I think I've been able to see that. I think that Christianity is the truth, and I really do think that.
I agree with you that Christianity is the best religion on this side of heaven. And that's one of the reasons, not the only, but one of the reasons that it's so hated. And so how old are you now?
I'm 38 years old.
Are your prayers still being answered?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And why do you believe that your prayers are being answered now?
Because my health. I had terrible seizure problems. I had clusters of seizures. I lost my license. I had all these terrible problems. You know, I've been through the ringer, so they would say. And I think that it all comes together, and then, you know, you put Christ first, and then your family, and everything falls in order, like dominoes, basically.
And who were you closest to growing up, your father or your mother?
Oh, my father, 100%. I sound like him on the guitar, my vocals, everything.
Nice. Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, man.
Yeah, I really think that, you know, there's so many religions in the world. There's so many questions people have. But if you find the right religion, which is Christianity, you will absolutely, everything will fall in line like dominoes, like I said.
Yeah, and were you raised a Christian?
Yeah.
You were.
Yep.
And so do you have anger?
I had anger. I had anger, you know, when I was younger, I feel like. In my 20s, my terrible 20s. They were anger filled, and I think my anger is something I've been able to deal with. So it's interesting. I couldn't deal with it without prayer, to be honest.
And do you have anger?
I don't harbor any anger anymore. No.
So do you have anger?
No, Jesse. I don't think I do have anger.
So you never get angry?
I get angry at, I suppose that there's still a lot of need for prayer in my life, you know?
I'm sorry?
I could spend every day angry, or I could spend every day praying.
So you still get angry at times, right?
Sure.
And so you do have anger then?
Yeah, I suppose I do.
And why do you hold on to your anger?
That's a good question. I suppose that I hold on to my anger because it's evil, and evil wants to be in you.
You say because it's evil?
I think that anger comes from a bad place. I think that anger deals with evil. And I think that evil wants to infest you, and you can't let that happen.
And that is true. Why don't you let it go? Why do you hold on to evil when you say that God is with you too? Why do you hold on to evil? You can't serve two God. Why not let it go?
You can't serve two gods, right? Yeah. Well, I do my best every day to let it go, to be honest. I think that I still have to clutch really close. I just started reading my Bible for the first time in my life, and I'm actually trying to read it, you know.
But why are you holding on to it? How will you enter into the kingdom of heaven if you don't let the anger go? Because you can't enter into the kingdom with anger. How will you enter into the kingdom of heaven within if you hold on to evil?
You know, I think the most evil people in my life are the reasons why I'm the most angry. And those people and those things I've been able to deal with, but I do harbor some resent, and I think that's anger in itself. I think you're probably right. I think I'm working my way up in my Bible to figure all this out. In the end, it's a lot to deal with. Anger's really hard. I'm not sure how to get rid of anger.
Do you want to get rid of it?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to abolish it.
Is your mother still living?
Yeah.
Go and forgive your mother for what she's done to you.
I will do that today.
Have you heard me say before to do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why have you done it?
It's pretty hard to do, to be honest. I feel like it would be placing a lot of blame, but to be blunt, is something my mother would understand as well. She's no dummy.
I don't understand what you're saying. You said feel like you'd be placing a lot of blame and your mom is no dummy?
Well, if I told my mom I'm sorry for everything, she might not understand where I'm coming from.
But why? She would understand. She might not tell you she understand, but she would understand. And it doesn't matter if she understands.
Right.
It doesn't matter if she understands anyway.
Right. Jesse, I'm going to do that today. My mother will come home in about 1 hour, and I will do that today.
Are you living with your mother?
Yes, I am right now.
At 38, why are you living with your mother?
I had a bunch of seizures and crazy problems, but I'm working my way out of it.
Oh, I see. Well, here's what I recommend. Do what you want, Luke, but I recommend that when she come home, you just say, hey, I've been resenting you all my life. Here's why. And I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize you can help yourself. And when you truly forgive her by realizing that you're wrong for being angry at her, God will forgive you, and he will take the mother's spirit away from you because that angry spirit came from your mother. And he will take that away from you and give you his spirit, which should have been from your father, and he will make you free. He will take the spirit of anger away from you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. That makes a lot of sense, Jesse.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I do. I do the silent prayer.
Every morning, every morning, every night?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And I want to... I'm sorry?
I'm on the program. I'm with it.
I want you to... and there's nothing wrong with reading the Bible, right? But do not read it to remember it. Don't get into it. You say you're getting into your Bible. If you get into the Bible, you're going to take the wrong road. But if you pick it up and read it, put it away, don't try to remember, then you're going to be fine. But if you remember the Bible, all you're going to know is about God, but you would never know him.
Interesting. Yeah, that's loud and clear.
All right.
Yes, thank you for your words, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Call me again.
Okay, you have a good day, guys.
You too, buddy. You have to be careful. 888-775-3773. You have to be careful with so much studying. The study causes the heart to go weary, to grow weary. Too much study is not good. Look at how nutty the intellectuals are. people with all kinds of degrees, and their whole life, false life, is about the number of degrees they have, whether they are preacher degrees or secular degrees and everything, or the Bible thumper that's really, really into the Bible. Their souls are weary. They have no peace. You don't want to become intellectual. And knowledge has its place, but not for you to live by. Practical knowledge, you know, how to cook dinner, how to paint a house, or, you know, things like that, drive your car, things you need to navigate on this earth. But too much study caused the heart to go weary. You see how lost people are, the intellectuals are. Look at the world around you. The world is messed up. Wars everywhere, races fighting one another. One of the dumbest things in the world, and there are many dumb things, but one of the dumbest things that is happening in this world is races fighting one another over race. Think about that. I want you to really think about that. You should just think to yourself, how dumb I must be that I'm fighting over race. I am literally fighting over color, somebody's skin color, thinking I'm better or thinking I'm less. Just smoke on it. That is one, amongst many, dumb things you can do. And you're fighting over something that doesn't even exist. It's all made up. But they got you fighting. You know you're out of control of your own life. They got you fighting over color. Look how Joe Biden went over there to Morehouse to talk to the college grad. Look what he talked to them about. Nothing but hate and lies. He want to keep them divided. He want to keep them fighting. You're expected to work harder because you are black. Nobody expecting you to work harder. Do what you want to do. 888-7753-773. There's the Lion Opus. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
The key.
The American Tar Baby. Amazing Tar Baby.
Yeah, that's
nice,
right.
Nice shirt.
Nice.
Nice color, too.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Amazing. You can get that at our store.
RebuildingTheMan.com/stores.
Amazing. Go ahead.
The key bought a coffee. Biblical question answer about what does evil look like inside of you?
What does evil look like? Oh, no, that's not the biblical question.
This is from last week.
Oh, okay.
We never got to the... this is still from Monday chats.
Nice.
Evil inside of me looks like a trespasser.
What does that mean?
Somebody who's not supposed to be there.
Oh, interesting. That's an interesting way to put it. But we dealt with it last Sunday, so thank you, though. I really do appreciate you. Your input on that, but we dealt with it, and thank you so much. A trespasser. I understand what you're saying. Amazing. Thank you.
Cold Burger Art, 5 coffees. You asked, what have you learned about yourself this week?
Yes.
This is from church. I learned that I was believing that God does not see what I see when he sees all within and around all the time, and it took a moment of real honesty to see it.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Cold Burger Art.
Cold Burger Art.
5 coffees. BuymeAcoffee.com.
Thank you. Repeat what Cold Burger Art learned about himself.
Learned about himself.
Yeah.
Learned he was believing that God does not see what he sees.
Oh.
When God sees everything.
Right.
All the time.
Right.
Took a moment to see that.
Amazing. Deep. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee.
Appreciate that.
Hey, sir. The not me really enjoys the weed daily, as in pot. Plus, I'm somewhat retired from working, 59 years old. What do I do, sir?
Get a job. 59 seems so early to retire.
Indeed.
But I know a lot of people who retired at that age, men and women. In my own family, I know people who have retired at 59, 60. Will you ever retire unless you were forced to retire at 59?
I would probably retire into something, doing something else.
Do you have a plan to retire?
I don't have plans.
Me either.
Maybe I should. Thank you, someone, Thank for your
you.
Coffee.
Yeah.
So what does he do about the weed?
Get a job.
Oh.
But did he ask me what should he do about it?
Yeah, he says the not me really enjoys the weed every day. Plus, I'm somewhat retired from working. What do I do?
So has he asked me about working or the weed?
He really enjoys weed every day. And so, I guess he has the excuse because he doesn't work, so he doesn't have to be so clear-minded. I imagine that's what he's saying.
What you do is do the silent prayer, be aware of yourself. Try not to do it. If you're asking me what to do about it, I didn't really hear you ask a question.
What do I do, sir?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Be aware. Try not to smoke it. But let's say the urge is so strong. Become aware, be aware of yourself, purchasing it, buying it, put it in the pipe or the paperwork. They don't smoke weed in paper anymore.
Right.
Like this.
I mean, yes, they do.
You see,
stop it. That's like I don't know. That's practically showing drug paraphernalia. Stop it.
How's that?
You're turning it PG-13.
How's that?
Because you're showing how to do the drug thing.
That's how you roll a cigarette.
I don't care. No, nobody rolls cigarettes anymore.
Remember when they used to roll cigarettes?
I do not.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
When I was a teenager, that's how they did it. They rolled cigarettes.
Yeah. Nowadays.
Not weed, cigarettes.
Nowadays, they're long pre-rolled.
That's amazing. But anyway, be aware of yourself. Rolling it. I can't roll it up now. I've been punished.
Oh, you can do it. It's your show. To me, it seems wrong.
Really?
I like it.
Be aware of that. Be aware of that. And be aware of yourself. Can I show lighting up?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. You can do everything.
Be aware of yourself lighting it up, right? And be aware of yourself. The smoke coming out, be aware of yourself, bring it up to like this, hey.
Now you're just trying to get me.
Just be aware. It's the awareness that would change it. The awareness would take away the appetite of it. And we're going to get to all your calls here in a minute, but it's the awareness that would change it. It's the awareness. All right? Don't fight it. Don't worry about it. Try avoid not to do it, of course. But if you gotta, be aware. Awareness is everything. Being present is everything. Thank you.
Also on Buy Me a Coffee, someone says, thank you so much, Jesse. Hope you come to Toronto, Ontario one day. I would love to meet you. Annie, keys to unity.
Amazing. Thank you. I hope so. I've been invited, that's for sure. Nick family invited me. I've been invited to speak their events. So we'll see. You never know. But thank you.
Someone bought a coffee on last week's biblical question. What does evil look like inside of you? The evil in me looks like knowing the truth yet still believing the lie. Amazing church service yesterday. It caused me to come out of my thoughts, and I have not been able to do for a little while. Satan had me all caught up. Thank you.
Nice. Sunday fellowship, all the fellowship are amazing, but Sunday was deep. If you missed it, don't worry. Go and podcast it. You'll see rebuildingtheman.com/church. It was so good. Thank you.
Ravinder bought a coffee. When the waves of the ocean washed up on the beach of India, James was there saying, Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Pause. I never pause. We go hard every day.
Amazing.
Soul thank Conscious you. Bought five thank coffees. You. Jesse, thanks again for an amazing Sunday's church. Why does the world keep on pushing female, quote-unquote, leadership? This is a nightmare.
Because human beings are evil. And they are pushing the leadership of female because they know it's not going to work, never going to work, can't work, won't work. And so evil is using the females for destruction. And those who are pushing it are using it, the female, for destruction. It's not the order of God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, right? Nothing is going to work but that. And it ain't going to work no other way. And we all know it. Look at the world around you as they're taking over. Look how, well, giving it over. They're not taking it. They're just giving it to the women. Look how bad things are getting. They're not getting better anywhere where they're getting better. Amazing. Thank you.
Urinal Chills, a donation yesterday on Rumble.
You got to know how to rumble.
He's a monthly supporter. He said, being Female Monday yesterday, they got to show the women going nuts in Congress.
I know.
I thought women knew how to get along better. They don't. That's a lie.
They don't.
Yeah.
Women don't even like each other.
They pretend that women compromise better.
They lie.
They compromise with evil.
Yeah.
Mr. J.
Thank you.
Coffee from Mr. J. Mr. Sandman and I want to give a shout out to Sean. Truly hate to see you go, but we wish you well. You've done a great. You've done great on the show, and will continue to do great. Sandy was so upset this morning he peed on the rug. Beta dog. Thanks for all the good things on the show, Sean.
Yes. Sean, Friday is Sean's last day, my producer. But don't worry, you're going to be hearing from some more. You're going to get deer hairs. We're going to show you pictures of deer hairs when you go hunting.
What the?
We're going to show you some of his work he's doing out there, amazing work. Don't worry. He's going to be in his element, building and killing deers. Come on, man! And he's going to take the deer home and put the head on the fireplace and remember it and tell his children about it. Paul killed this deer. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, monthly supporter on Rumble, says Dahmer, as in Jeffrey Dahmer, went full Christ at the end. He turned Christian.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Amazing!
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Amazing. Thank you.
Canadian David says, I saw a young girl coughing purposely on her younger brother, and the parents were just sitting there letting it happen. Son eventually stood next to the father for protection. Very spiritual. It was amazing to see.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Alan bought three coffees. Thank you so much for having your show and fellowships available on YouTube. Church was incredible yesterday, meaning 2 days ago.
It was.
Also, shout out to Sean.
It was. And Sean gave a talk on Sunday. If you got missed it, ladies, you can podcast and hear his talk on Sunday, his farewell talk. It was amazing. On our fellowship, rebuildingaman.com/church. Thank you.
Carver bought a coffee. Sean leaving may seem sad and stir up a lot of emotions for the audience, but let's all remember Joel once left, too, and the show got a lot better. We got all those other shows. Sean himself and Joel came back, and we got a whole new Joel Friday TV show. So don't despair. Salute to base Flat Earth Sean.
That's right. Joel said, whatever. You black.
Another coffee from Ravinder. The white piece of foam gets split in two and thrown in the trash. White trash. The brown cardboard gets cut into pieces and recycled over and over again. Brown recyclables.
What? I don't understand, but thank you. Let me take a quick break. Thank you all for that. When I come back, your phone calls and more of your super chats and more news stories. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, folks, welcome back. There is a line open. If you want to jump in there, and we're going to get to everybody and their mama. Couple announcement for personal shout-outs, and I would do them for you. Go to whatever it is, birthdays, weddings, encouragement, congratulations, whatever. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, and check out our merch. Amazing merch. The Amazing Tar Baby t-shirt is back. Amazing Tar Baby. Jesse Lee Peterson, Amazing Tar Baby. It was banned at one time. Now it is back. Free at last, free at last. The hats. We have hoodies, mugs, all kinds of good stuff there for you. And a lot of more stuff in the making. Tom like a mug. Tom like a mug. All right? A lot of stuff. Check it out. Rebuildingdemand.com/store. And for counseling, we do counseling. We have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. Individual, family, whatever. And be patient, because the counseling is packed. It really is. So when you call in or you request it online, be patient. We will get to you. We will get you in. If somebody cancels, we'll let you know, but we'll get you in. Come hell or high water, by phone, Skype, or walk-in counseling service. Go to rebuildingdemand.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-BOND, to make an appointment. Also, donate to BOND. We need your support. We got a lot of work to do. Help us to help others as you are being helped. I shouldn't have to ask. Rebuildingdemand.com, or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. And some of you like to mail it in. You can do that by mailing it, make it out to BOND, B-O-N-D, and send it to P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. That's 35090, L.A., California, 90035. That's all online if you miss it. Let me go to a first-time call out of California. William, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Well, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, William.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know I've been listening to you now for the last 3 to 4 weeks. I am a 58-year-old veteran from the Air Force, and I just wanted to confirm that you were right about everything so far. And so it's had an amazing effect on my relationship with my great-nephew I'm raising, who's 15 years old. It was like when I decided to let the anger go, forgive my mom, who's in heaven, it was like turning on a switch. And so I just want to thank you. I probably listen now because I drive. That's what I do. I'm a truck driver.
Yes.
And I probably listen to probably close to 50 to 60 of your, between your podcasts now and episodes of Church.
Amazing.
So, yeah, and I just want to thank you, man.
Stay with it, William. Stay with it. Stay with it. You have not seen anything yet. It gets better. Things become clearer and clearer and clearer. You will have a renewed mind, and your life will just start to happen naturally. And you're going to see how much you are loved by God.
You are right. In fact, you know what I found out it is? It's amazing. And I was in danger of becoming a Pharisee. I was studying the Bible so much for 20 years.
Wow.
And so I had to walk away from that and organized religion. So I appreciate what you guys do there. What you're doing on Sundays, that's what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Not whatever this other stuff is. So, yeah. Keep it up. God bless you.
Thank you, and William.
That's it. I got to go to work.
All right. Have a good one, man. Call me again. Be careful on the road.
I would, but, you know, not the ego on that. But I might call because my ego needs it a little bit. So.
Right on.
No worries, brother.
All right. Bye. Take care. Amazing. 888. You got to stay with it. You got to forgive. You, if you want to, do what you want. And I know that most people love their hell. I know you love your misery. I understand. I'm okay with that. God is okay with your loving your anger, your hell. Christ is okay. His son is okay with you loving your hell. So stay in your, and I'm okay with it. But for those who want to overcome it, you must forgive. You got to go forgive mama. And if she's dead, realize she can help herself. Forgive her. When you realize that, if she's dead, you can't go to her, you'll be fine. And then watch. Stay present. Stay aware. Stay present. Stay aware. Is it Lily? Leo out of Georgia. Yes. Leo, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, just a couple of comments, really, and one question. Yesterday, you were talking about Richard Hansen, the FBI spy.
That was such an amazing documentary. It was so deep, Lil.
Well,
it was amazing.
It was amazing, and there's a phenomenal movie called Breach, B-R-E-A-C-H, with Chris Cooper. And I never watch movies twice, and I've probably watched it 10 times. It gives you the story and his hiding behind his Catholicism and great family man. It's a fascinating movie.
And what was the name again?
The name of the movie is Breach.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Sean is telling me Breach.
Phenomenal.
He says it's a great movie. Were you aware of Richard Hansen?
I was aware of him even before the movie came out, because I've always been fascinated with spies. And
so this movie, Breach, is about Richard Hansen?
Yes.
Oh.
It's the story. It's
Robert, not Richard, but Robert.
Robert, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay, I'm going to have to check it out then.
I mean, it shows the best friend watching the movies that he takes of his wife in the bedroom, and it's fascinating.
I'm gonna have to definitely check it out. I like the people that were the FBI's and the friend and other that were telling the story about Hansen, Robert Hansen. I appreciated their insight about it, and the stuff that they didn't understand. It was clear they didn't really understand it. Like when his friend got involved with the pictures with his wife, the friend felt really bad about it. But he didn't understand why he was motivated to get into it. And a lot of people don't understand what's really going on with him.
Right. And you hit on something. It wasn't about the money for him.
No.
He was kind of a quote-unquote nerd, and no one liked him in the office. He was very rude.
Yeah.
He was very pompous, but they put up with him because he was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
One good point you made, it wasn't about the money. He made mm-hmm. money. He became a police officer and then ended up in the FBI at the top of the rank in the FBI, but it was never about the money.
Nope. The money was hidden in the floorboard in his office.
Yeah.
Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Amazing. Well, yep. I appreciate that, Liz. Thanks for telling me about it.
And one more thing.
Yes.
You've hit it about women. We were fed a bill of goods. I'm 69 years old. I bought into the whole feminism thing. I felt like a loser raising my kids because I wasn't doing something important.
Yeah.
People used to say, well, your children. I'd go, anybody can do that. So I regret so much my blinding ambition. And I've apologized to my son and daughter and husband. And then my question for you is, I really have lost most of my friends and a lot of my family. You and I talked about it on the phone. I was the Mother Teresa of employing friends and family.
I remember now.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so I made a couple of new friends, and I was so excited. They've dumped me quietly. They've ghosted me. And I go, oh my God, I can't, what have I done? No one likes. And just kind of wanted your comment on that. And does one approach someone and say, have I done something wrong? Or does one just let it go?
Number one, let me ask, were you preaching at your new friends?
Not at all.
And were you nice to them?
I was almost phony nice.
That's the problem. And why were you that? Why were you doing that?
Because I couldn't bear the thought of losing another friend.
But then that's what made you lose them. And why is that so important to you? Why is it important to have a friend?
You know, it's not since I've been listening to you and made my apologies to people in my life, it's not so important anymore. But I still have that lingering, God, you know, what did I do? I took her here. I brought her food. I gave her, I own a little business. I gave her free products and free facials. And what have I done?
This is your new friend?
Yes.
She took advantage of your weakness. She hates you.
Speak to me more about that. I can handle that.
She hates the fact that you're trying to buy friendship. You're trying to buy her as a friend, and that's what turned her off. And then she see how weak you are in by trying to buy a friend. It is abnormal. You're not supposed to try to make any relationship work. You're not supposed to make a so-called friendship work. You're not supposed to try to make a marriage work. You're not supposed to try to make your children work. You're not supposed to try to make anything work. And when you stop trying, then life will become amazing because you won't be attached to anything, but yet you will have everything you need and then some. You got to cut that out, trying to make friendship works and stuff. You are being weak, and people don't like you for that. They're taking advantage of you.
Okay.
So when you hang out with people or you meet new people, don't be trying to make a friend. Don't think of this person, this is my friend. Let me give her some flowers. Cut that out. It's weakness. It's hatred. It's not love.
Okay.
So
last question.
Don't offer them anything. You just be you. Let them be themselves. have no expectation. Go out to dinner if you go to dinner or whatever. Have dinner, and when the dinner is over, they go their way and you go your way. Do not try to hold on to anyone or anything.
You know, you said something interesting a while back. You said, don't put friend is a label.
Yes.
Can you?
Friend is just a word. It's just a word. But the moment you attach that word to someone else, now it become expectation.
Yes.
Now you want something from this friend, and they want something from you. And if you don't get what you want, you're going to be angry. They don't get what they want, they're going to be angry. You put expectations on it, but if you never call it a friend, there would never be any expectation, and you'll have a friend for life. And you would treat each other well. And the same in a marriage. Marriages don't work because there are expectations from the husband and from the wife. And when you don't get them, you have a fight. Two devils start fighting, and the marriage is over.
Yeah. I'm seeing that now.
Yeah, so don't call it friend. When you meet somebody, hi, how you doing? And you find yourself hanging out with them, hang out. But don't be thinking, oh, I'm going to call Sally Ann tomorrow. This is my friend.
Got it.
Come on in. Let me give you all of what I have. I'm paying for a friend.
Yep, I got it.
Cut it out.
Okay, one last question.
Yes.
The friends in my past, how do I forgive them? What are the words I use in my mind and my prayer forgive them without seeing them? I don't need to see them.
Right. You just wish them well. They know not what they do. Just as you were blind, they were blind, except you're waking up. And they might not be waking up. I don't know because I don't know them, but just wish them well. Wish your enemy well by not wishing them harm.
Got it. I've never wished anybody harm. But you might have that thought like, oh, I can't wait till blah, blah, the bottom falls out for them. And then I quickly dismiss that thought because I don't.
But that's wishing them harm.
Got it.
And it's not their fault that they were able to take advantage of you. You made that possible because you wanted something from them.
Yes.
So it's not their fault. It's your fault. You're responsible for your own world. You made that happen because you wanted something. Had you not wanted anything from them, they could not have taken anything from you.
Ooh.
What a
That's
mess.
It's a hard pill to swallow, yeah.
And why is it so hard to swallow?
Because you have to look at yourself and your motives.
Yes. Absolutely.
And I can clearly see that now that you say that, I did have motives.
Yeah. You weren't as nice and bubbly and sweet as you pretended you were. You wanted something.
No. I have a friend, and last thing, I'll let you go. He used to call it the Lil Show. He'd go, stop with the Lil Show and get real.
Yep. Absolutely. That was a good friend for telling you that.
He was wonderful. He died. He was 82.
He
just
did.
A wonderful friend. Yeah.
Well,
so anyway, thank you.
Liz, cut it out.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Cut it. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Every morning, every night.
Stay with it. Stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Call me again.
Thank you so much. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, bye. An honest lady, as long as she stay honest like that with herself, she'll be free. It's getting better and better. Let me go over to Germany, her around the world, and talk to a first-time caller, Jameer, out of Germany. Jameer, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Jameer.
Yeah, I've called you actually like 2 years ago.
You did? Well, welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've called you.
Yes.
But I've recently been listening to the show again. And actually, I've been like following you for a long time, and like it's also I liked following your advice with working. That you have to keep a really good attitude with working and treating like all jobs as if it's your own business.
Yes.
And I've always been doing that, and now, like, without even asking for it, like I've had a like an opportunity to do my own thing, and now. I've reached a point where I have to like make a decision what I want to work, and my question is, there's someone, a colleague of mine, who wants to go in business with me, but I'm not really sure if that's the best idea. Even though I've been like very direct with him about it, that I told him about the stuff I care about, the stuff like the stuff I value, and he said okay to everything, but I'm not really sure if I can like trust what he said, because like he does have a lot more experience than me, and I would be gaining a lot out of that. But you know what it's like. I mean, you can't really trust people, so I'm not really sure what to do.
What does he? What does he bring to the table?
Like in the, he just has a lot more experience than me.
Oh.
He's done this, the business for a long time.
So why does he why does he want to go in business with you if he knows business? He's done it for a long time. Why does he want to go in business with you?
Well, he can see that I'm a, like a very logical person, very reliable at work. That's why he wants to go in business with me, because he can see that if that I can be like throughout the work that I've done, I've proven that I'm like a very stable and reliable person.
But he's not.
I mean, like he's good at what he does, but he's very, like he can get very emotional. He can't handle stress like very well. You know what I mean?
Here's so, what I recommend. Do what you want. If you need his services for now, I would hire him maybe as a part-time worker. And that way, you can use his service by hiring him like that. But I wouldn't go into business with him at this point, because he may bring all his personal issues on. Well, he will bring his personal issues with him, and you're going to have a lot of problems. But if you hire him, can you afford to hire him part-time or something?
No, I can't afford to do that. It's either, like, I go into 50-50 with him, or, like, I either don't do it or do it on my own. But like the benefit of going 50-50 with him is that he's also going to have to pay for 50% of the expenses, so that's going to be like he's going to have to be also responsible. But if I just hire him, I can't do that. That'll be a little bit too expensive for me.
I understand. I'm not a big fan of partnership businesses, because people have so many hang-ups and problems, and they'll bring their problems into your business, and then they will hear you. Let's say you have your business, you love your business, you're doing your thing, but they may not care about your business as much as you will care. I'm not a big fan of that. I wouldn't personally recommend it, but if maybe if you feel like you have to do it or you want to do it, I will have a written agreement that if anything starts to fall apart, you know, like the relationship as business people, that the friendship, I mean, the businesship will end in a noble kind of a way. Some kind of way you have to protect yourself from him, because if he's emotional, you're going to have some problem.
Hey, listen.
Hold on, buddy. Back in a moment.
Thank you so much. The silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and his love. It's going to be amazing, man.
Rest in peace to the Iranian president, Raisi. A funeral is going to be happening soon, if it hasn't already. And Italy has had earthquakes. The Apprentice, a defamatory, allegedly defamatory anti-Trump Trump film at Cannes Film Festival. Degenerates. This is the end of hour two of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Tuesday, Country and Western Tuesday, May 21st, AD 2024. You can call in right now during Hake News, not Fake News, if you're listening live. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 a.m. here in Los Angeles. 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773. Please hang on, callers. JLP will be right back. Funeral services begin for Iranian president who was killed in that helicopter crash. CNN says funeral ceremonies for the late Iranian president, or Iranian president, Ibrahim Raisi, underway. The plans following his death in a helicopter crash. I guess maybe it's happening now already. Authorities in Iran launched an investigation to determine what caused that aircraft to smash into a remote mountainside during foggy weather on Sunday, just like what happened to our greatest basketball player, Kobe Bryant, also on a Sunday morning on a foggy day over here. What a shame. 9 people killed in both instances. Rest in peace. Italy earthquakes. A 4.4 magnitude earthquake struck Italy's Campi Flegre supervolcano. A supervolcano. Never heard of that. On Monday, according to CNN, causing damage in the town of Puzzoli, something like that, the epicenter, and as far away as Naples. Cracks in walls and falling cornices, whatever cornices are, were reported. Italy's fire brigade spokesman told that to CNN. The quake is part of an ongoing seismic storm, they call it, quote-unquote. It's seen more than a dozen events over 2.0 magnitude in these earthquakes in the past 48 hours. The last major eruption of the supervolcano was in the year 1538. Well, that's quite a while ago. It resulted in the creation of a new bay in the southern Italy coast. More than 500,000 people live in the red zone directly adjacent to Campi Flegre, according to the Italian Civil Protection Agency, or is it Italian, which has been working this year to update evacuation plans in the event of a major disaster in the case of that super volcano erupting. Wow. The Apprentice premiered at Cannes Film Festival. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, a new film about our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's real estate dealings in New York back in the 1980s. It premiered to applause. I think it got like a standing ovation and controversy at the Cannes Film Festival Monday yesterday. Per a synopsis and per X Twitter, I heard that they pretend like Trump R-worded ape raid his late ex-wife, Ivana, when she was living, right? When she was his ex-wife. And by the way, she said that she loved him. She died in 2022. Even recently, she loved him before she died, right? Ivana denied accusing Trump of the R word. Just to remind you, Politico 2015, quote, I recently had some comments attributed to me from nearly 30 years ago. This was during the Trump first campaign, 2016 campaign. At a time of very high tension during my divorce from Donald. The story is totally without merit, whole notion that he R-worded her, ape-raid her. Ivana stated in a statement to CNN, Donald and I are the best of friends, and together we have raised 3 children that we love and are very proud of. I have nothing but fondness for Donald and wish him the best of luck on his campaign. Incidentally, I think he would make an incredible president. And she also said about the rape allegations, this was all just lawyer's talk, Ivana said, after having previously clarified she did not accuse Donald, in a literal or criminal sense, of the R word, ape ray. What a mess. You want some climate propaganda? We'll skip it. Red Lobster is $1 billion in debt. The company said Monday they announced they had filed for bankruptcy, closed dozens and dozens and dozens of stores. What a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3. Thank you.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. There is a line open. Somebody want to jump in there? We will try to move as many calls as possible. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, the biblical question is, are you a self-worshipper? Are you a self-worshipper? Are you? Is you a self-worshipper? We have, you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad. If you're busy to sit and watch it now, you can podcast it later, if you can't watch it live, but you can be listening live by calling the listen line on your cell phone or iPad at 641. No, not it's not 641. That's the old number. 605. That's 605. 615-4131. That's 605. 615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Jesse Lee. Yeah, JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond Cash App. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is country. And this is Trump. Western. And this is Trump, the Great White Hope. Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
Dog?
Who let the dogs out?
Woo.
Amazing. 888-77-EHA-77. 888-77-5373. I want to go back to Germany real fast and talk to Jameer. I had to put him on hold there. He wanted to know about should he get a business partner or not. Jameer.
Yeah.
I cannot recommend that you get a business partner. That would have to be a decision you're going to have to make on your own. I would not recommend it. Again, I'm not a fan of business partners. I remember when I first started my first business that I had for 7 years, I started out at that time with a business partner because I was a beta, and I was afraid going into the business on my own, I think. And so, and this person, they were nice and everything, but they just didn't have the same drive and desire for the business because it wasn't their idea of my idea. My work and my drive were naturally in it, but they were not necessarily that into it the way I was. So I finally cut ties with them, and I've never gone into a business with anyone else again.
I think I agree with you, but the only reason I'm thinking about getting a partner is because even the people that I would be buying the business from keep telling me that I'm still a little bit young, I don't have enough experience, that I shouldn't risk all my money, like going into it and doing it on my own, and that it's better if I get a partner. He can at least take, he'll be responsible for half the risk.
Well, if you do it, now I'm not telling you not to do it or to do it, but if you do it, make sure you have a written agreement that makes sense, that if you start tripping or something like that, you have to end it, the business partnership, that you're going to do it in a logical kind of way where you won't be hurt by it.
Okay.
Because if he's emotional and emotional people are evil, you're definitely going to have some problem with it. So make an agreement where if you need to end it, you can do it in an easy and simple way.
Okay, I'll look into that. Yeah.
I wish you well, man.
Yeah, thank you, man.
And congratulations, and good to hear from you.
Yeah, always good to hear from you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Okay. Amazing.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. I'm just not people so angry people cannot be trusted. Angry people are evil, and it's just going to be a bunch of problems. They are emotional. Anybody that's emotional, an emotional person is an evil person. There's no love, no life. It's just problem because they're evil. And that's why marriages don't work and relationships don't work, because of all that emotion. And it's unfortunate in that emotion is being pushed as good in my country. Emotion is not good. I want to give you a quick example of evil emotion. And it's never good, never, ever, 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 never. Listen to me. I'm telling you the truth on this. Do what you want. It's never, ever, 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 but never good to cater to a person's emotions. Man or woman, emotions. Men tend not to be that way a lot are now because they have their mother's ways and they think that is normal. But you should never, never, ever, ever, but never cater to an emotional person. And women got it bad. And they think that you're supposed to cater to their emotion. But when you do, you're catering to hell. You are catering to hell. And all you will ever get is hell. Emotions are not good. It's not good. An example of catering to emotions, the New York Post is reporting that AMC slaps Goodfellas with trigger warning for offensive content that includes cultural stereotypes in the United States of America. Can you believe that? Catering to emotions. Emotions are evil. The so-called good one and the so-called bad ones are evil. New York Post is reporting AMC Goodfellas with AMC slapped Goodfellas with trigger warnings from offensive content that includes cultural stereotype. That's ridiculous. But our country's emotional now. The females have taken over. And they push emotions. And now the good people have to pay the price too. Isn't that amazing? The crypto, just think about that. Now, you're going to tell a movie company or a movie owner, maker, creator, you can't say trigger words, whatever that means, offensive word. If a person is offensive, upset about the word, don't watch it. Just don't watch the movie, dummy. You don't have to watch the movie. These people should be able to say what they want in their movie, but you don't have to pay them to see their movie. Don't watch it. That's all to it. It's like, okay, I can't make what I want my movie to say because you're offensive. Why not stay home and don't watch it? They don't think like that anymore. They want you to cater to emotional people. Emotional people are evil. Offensive content. The crypto report on Telegram, a message read at the top of the film. This is about the film, I guess. A message read at the top of the film when screened on the network. Quote, this film includes language and cultural stereotypes that are inconsistent with today's standards of inclusion and tolerance and may offend some viewers. That, what a shame. What a sad, sick world we live in. The weak people are controlling. The beta, weak people are in control of the strong. You had to put all that in your movie. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Children today gonna suffer tomorrow. What a sad, sad way to live. I want to show you a nosy woman. Peeps text a nosy woman. This is mind-blowing. But this is the kind of war we live in now, where the weak are ruling over the strong. Did you ever imagine that? It's like Black Lives Matter taking the police out and y'all say yes to it. Oh, yeah, Black Lives Matter, it's racist. You can move the cops. Now we have total hood everywhere. Hood everywhere. Here's a nosy woman peep text. This is from Yahoo News, 2017. A plus-size woman. I mean, that means a fat lady. A big one. A fat woman. A big one. A plus-size model filmed. A plus-size model filmed the moment she confronted an American airline passenger after he fat shamed her in a text message to his friend. He fat shamed this fat woman in a text message to his friend. Natalie Hodge from Texas was traveling to Los Angeles for a photo shoot when she noticed the man seated next to her began loudly huffing and sighing, like, oh, God, this fat one about to sit next to me. The 30-year-old said she had paid $91 for extra leg room, but found herself in a center seat, which did not help her flying fat. Oh, which did not help her flying anxiety. She paid $91 for an extra leg room, but found herself in a center seat, which did not help her flying anxiety, not flying fat. It didn't help her flying fat either. Watch this clip, the first soundbite of the news story from TKR Official on Telegram. Watch this.
It's a confrontation on a plane between two passengers who are sitting next to each other.
You know nothing about me by the size of my body.
It happened on an American Airlines flight from Dallas to L.A. Natalie Haig, who is a plus-size model, says she immediately realized there'd be a problem with the passenger sitting next to her.
As soon as I walk on the plane, I was met with this person that was just disgusted by the fact that I existed next to him.
Natalie says as they waited for takeoff, she noticed the guy was sending out a text to a friend. Natalie decided to fight back, snapping this photo and sharing it with her 100,000 followers on Instagram. His friend writes, "Hopefully she didn't eat any Mexican food." To which the passenger replied, "I think she ate a Mexican."
Oh, God. So that's what she get for looking at his phone and tweeting out what he's saying. She had no business in his business. She had no business in his business. She gonna look at his phone and tweet out what he's tweeting. What do you expect? What the? That's funny. And here's the last soundbite on that from the, this is the cell phone video from Yahoo. Watch this.
My name's Natalie.
Hi.
Hi, nice to meet you. I couldn't help but notice that before we took off, you were sending really horrible text messages about me to somebody.
I wasn't.
I have photos. Yes, you were. You said... They said something about, well, hope she didn't have any Mexican food. And you said, oh, she ate a Mexican. Well, if my flight doesn't take off the ground, you know why. And stuff like that. I saw the whole thing.
I apologize. No drinking. I apologize.
Yeah, just, you have no idea who you'll hurt with those kind of things.
I apologize. You got me. And I was drinking.
So you were drinking. Okay.
Wow. What a beta. He apologized. I was drinking. I apologize. I would have said, you had no business looking at my phone, bitch. What are you looking at my phone for? It ain't your business. Set your fat self down. I wouldn't apologize. She had no business. If she had looked at his phone, she would have never known. Ain't no way I would apologize. She was nosy on his phone. And he's such a beta. He white. I apologize. I was drinking. You should never say things. You have no idea who feeling you hurt. You hurt your own feeling by looking at my phone, you fat heifer. Why is he apologizing for that? According to Hate, he complained that he was pressed up against the window. I bet he did. I wonder if the anchor baby deal with this stuff on his flight. That he has to deal with it a lot. On his flight on Fridays at 4 p.m., the anchor baby show. Amazing. Anchor Baby think when she said Mexican, he ate the Mexican. He hope he didn't eat Mexican food. He may have become afraid of being called racist. Put fear in him. What a mess. Listen, number one, she had no business looking at his phone at all. He was texting. Had she not looked at his phone, she would have never known. And that's not his fault. That's not his problem. It's not his fault. It's unfortunate he apologized. He had nothing to apologize for her about. What a mess. It's time to, baby, it's time to come home. Come home. and she sent it out to her father, then recorded her confrontation with him. Wow. That would have been the last time she'd done something like that. Had he dealt with her, had he told her how the cow ate the cabbage, she would have never done that again. It was her fault, not his. She was nosy. What a mess. Michael is the first time I call out of California. Michael, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing?
All is well, Michael.
Man, I was calling because I noticed that you always say that a man is a beta male when he care a little too much. But what do you feel about a man that don't have no feelings when it comes to, you know, like family issues? You know, I got two baby mamas, and I don't care about what neither one of them got going on. I just pay my child support and keep it pushing.
Perfect.
So you think that that's a bad thing when a man don't have feelings?
No, that's the right thing.
Okay, cool. Well, then I mean I'm in the game.
Long as you're taking care of your kids, and are you able to see your children?
Three of them. Because I got three with one with my ex-wife, and then I got one with the first.
And so, when you say
the
you
one,
don't,
three
you
of
don't
them I haven't seen.
And when you say you have no feeling, what do you mean? Maybe I'm not understanding what you mean.
When I used to care at the end of the day prior to the divorce with my ex-wife, you know, I had three children with her. It used to tear me down. But knowing how she really wanted child support, what she did was she got full custody of the kids. And so, I mean, like, it used to bother me because I was used to having my kids around.
Yeah.
But immediately... when I was going to court, they was trying to trick me into going to go try to fight for partial custody and all that. But I looked at it like, man, well, first of all, I'm black. So how's a white court going to tell a black man how to be a father? You can't tell me to go to court and then every other week I'm going to see my kid. I never let my kids let the white court tell me what type of father to be.
Amazing. Well, what I would recommend is that don't be angry about it. As long as you're not angry about what she's done, taking your kids or your money or whatever, don't be angry and you'll be fine.
Yeah, and also, do you think that it's a beta male when a man like women? Because a lot of these guys that you get on here, a lot of these dudes, they got a certain hatred for women. I ain't got no hatred for women.
Well, but they're waking up to the fact that all men hate women because they hate their mothers, and they end up getting involved or marrying women that are just like their mothers, and they repeat the same cycle that their father and mother went through because they have not overcome their mothers. But when they forgive their mothers, they will no longer be attracted to that kind of spirit. And if they should get married, the right woman given to them by God will be put into their lives, and they will have a marriage that will last until death do you part. Because you wouldn't be marrying your mother.
Yeah, but I mean, in my case, I left home at 16 and ain't never been back.
Have you?
I don't have no resentment for my mother or my father.
Have you forgiven her?
Yeah, immediately. I didn't care. I wanted to leave. I was ready to be on my own and be a man. I had, you know, my father, I never witnessed my mother and father together, so you couldn't miss something that you never had.
Oh, I see.
So I never longed to have a father, but I did have, you know, my grandfathers on both sides. They was around. My uncles were around. And, you know, my friends who had fathers in their life, you know, they cared for me like I was their own son, too. So I never really longed to have a father. I didn't have no poor me spirit.
So did you know your father?
I know exactly who he is. I forgave him. How am I going to be mad at him for something that I wasn't around for?
And did you tell him that?
Yeah.
That you forgave him?
I told him that. Yeah, I told him that when I first got on my own, when I had my first child. I had my first child at 21. Told him that then.
And did you forgive your mother for the mistake she made with you?
What mistakes you think she made?
You know, she didn't make any mistakes at all?
No, I looked at it like a woman doing what she got to do in order to raise her child. I wasn't around my mom all the time, so I wasn't much of a mama's boy.
Oh, I see. Amazing.
It didn't really bother me.
As long as you stay away from the anger, Michael, you'll be fine, all right?
Yeah, but I like women. I don't want to have one wife. You think that that's beta male behavior? I got myself together mentally, physically, spiritually, financially. I don't need no woman for nothing.
except for one thing.
But you say you want more than one wife?
I don't want no wives. I like women.
Oh, I see what you said.
I don't want to get married in order to deal with a woman.
So you don't want
to... I want a woman to be... Yeah, because I look at a lot of guys at the end of the day.
So you don't want to get married anymore?
No.
Oh, okay.
What's the fun in that? What's the honor in getting married? Do we have to get married to a woman in order to make her feel good and for her to make us feel good?
No, you don't. You absolutely don't. But I got to run, Michael. Thank you for your call. Call me again, buddy.
All right, brother.
Okay. 888-775-3773. Let me go to a first-time caller out of Georgia. Georgia, oh, my, my. Mark, a first-time caller out of Georgia. Welcome
hey,
to the
Jesse,
show.
Can you hear me?
No, you sound way away. I hear
hold
you,
on,
but...
Jesse, my phone's messed up.
All right. Hold on, buddy. Don't hang up. I'm going to let the guys out there handle that. Let me go to a first-time caller out of Colombia. Manuel, all the way from Colombia. Manuel, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well, Manuel. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir. I'm watching here your show since a while, but I have a question for you. I went to forgive my parents, you know, my mother and my father. But I still to have like a little anger in my heart from general women. So I want to ask you how to forgive women in general.
So you forgave your father and your mother already, right?
Yes, sir.
So here's what you do. When the spirit of anger shows up, in your mind and body, your emotions, don't identify with it at all. Don't call it you. Just notice it, and it will pass. It will be taken away from you. Don't overreact to it. Don't call it you, and you'll be fine. It will be taken away from you. It is not you.
Okay, because... I feel when some women want to control, you know, I feel like a little anger in my heart. I don't know.
Yeah, I understand that.
What's going on?
Right. When you see that, just see it, but don't do anything about it. Don't do anything. Are you doing the silent prayer?
No, sir.
I want you to go and start doing the, go to rebuildingtheman.com. And start doing the silent prayer so that God will bring you out of your imagination totally. And so when you see these women and you see what they are doing, you won't be angry at them because you would know that they cannot help it. Just, all right? But when you feel it, Manuel, when you feel it, don't identify with it.
Okay. I got it, sir.
Yeah, just don't. Are you making furniture or something?
Sorry?
Are you building furniture? I hear noise.
Yeah, sorry. I'm living in an apartment.
Uh-huh.
So in the apartment in above, they are doing some remodelations and everything, you know?
Oh, okay. But listen, so when that spirit come, you get irritated at the women. Don't call it you. Just notice it and let it pass. Don't hold on to it. And I promise you, eventually you won't feel it at all. It'll be taken away.
Okay, Jesse. Thank
all right.
you so much.
Let me know how it goes. I wish you well.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too. All around the world, it's the same problem. You must be born of the Father. You must return to the Father. Quick break. When I come back, more of your calls and super chats. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. Oh, the treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Couple quick announcements. Number one, at the top of this hour, thehakereport.com. H-A-K-E, The Hake Report, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after The Hake, The Report, Joel Friday TV, he black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. And at 12 noon, after the Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Energy given to him by God. And he has a family, a real live family. They were on my show. They were here visiting from Canada. And I enjoyed them. They were funny. They were nice. They were fun. Podcast my show and you'll see the American Anchor Baby family, a real live family. He didn't come from an egg, at least not a chicken egg. The American Anchor Baby. And then don't forget to follow us. Follow us on cozy.tv/JLP. Cozy.tv/JLP. And JLP Talk on X. JLP Talk on X. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. And rumble.com. Rumble. You got to know how to rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. I mentioned Cozy, right? Cozy.tv. CRP. All right. That's the lineup. Let me go quickly back to the phone. Let me try Mark again, a first time call out of Georgia. Hey, Mark, let's try it again.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
That is much better.
Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear.
Well, listen, I'm a liberal. Do you like talking to liberals or do you not like liberals?
I love liberals.
Do you?
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Well, that's good. So are you, Jesse, do you consider yourself a Christian?
No.
No, okay. Well, then who do you think Jesus is?
The Son of God.
Do you think Jesus is God or just the Son of God?
The Son of God.
So you don't think he is God. He's just the Son of God.
The Son of God. God is God, and Jesus is
right.
Jesus.
do you believe like God and the Son and the Holy Spirit, or do you think those are three separate entities, not one?
God is God, Jesus is Jesus, and the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit. Are you a Christian or something?
I am. I'm a liberal Christian.
And what does that mean to be a liberal Christian?
To me, it believes accepting people for who they are, for understanding that God loves everyone, you know, in their own way. And they're, you know, in other words, God loves the gay person, the trans person. He loves you and me and everybody. You know, he's a loving God.
Do you love everyone?
Yeah, of course.
You love everyone?
Yes, I do.
You love white people?
I am a white person, yeah.
You love... do you love
I don't love all white people. No, I'm just joking.
Do you love white people?
Yes, of course.
Do you love Donald the Great White Hope?
Do I love Donald? I mean, that's a very tricky question. I don't like him.
Do you love... I didn't ask if you liked him. I asked, do you love... The Great White Hope, Donald Trump.
Well, from a God perspective, the answer is yes.
Do you love Donald Trump?
Yes.
Okay. Nice.
Nice. Yes. Amazing.
Isn't that amazing? You love the Great White Hope. Most liberals hate him.
But I don't like. I don't like his behavior, his actions, his. You know. Those kinds of things, like a lot of people I'm sure you talk to. You live in California. I know you know what I'm talking about. So.
Do you agree with me that Donald Trump is the Great White Hope?
No.
You don't agree with that?
No, that's just a ridiculous thing that you say.
Why
you know,
is
don't
that?
Believe that either.
I have proof he's the Great White Hope.
Well, I think the Great White Hope is Jesus.
May I tell you the proof that yeah. Donald Trump is the Great White Hope?
Okay, go for it.
He is smart.
Not true. Go ahead. You know he's dumb. You know he can't put his sentence together.
He's smart. He was an amazing president the first time around.
Somewhat. He did some good things.
And he's white.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. I'm white.
But I'm talking about Donald Trump. When we're talking about Chef,
I think Donald Trump is actually orange.
Let me ask you,
you should have laughed on that one. Come on.
You say he's orange?
Yeah, he's not white.
Oh, his hair is orange.
His face is orange. His hands are white.
Are you happy that he put America first?
No, that's ridiculous.
You're not happy he put America first and he's giving back the power to the people?
I think that we live in a global society and that we must realize that we live in a global society. So America, he didn't put America first. We still trade with China. We trade with everyone. He didn't. I mean, that's all talk.
Are you happy that he put America first?
I don't think he did. So that's my answer. So I don't think he did.
Are you happy that he's giving back the power to the people?
How does he do that?
By letting them work and vote and live what they want and do what they want and be themselves.
Well, he had... that's not true. He doesn't let people do what they want.
What do you mean?
Because he put three Supreme Court justices on that overturned Roe versus Wade. So he doesn't do that. If you're saying what you're saying is true, then he would be pro-choice.
He doesn't care if you want to kill your baby or not.
Well, he brags about overturning Roe versus Wade.
But he's looking out for those people that don't want to kill their children. He's looking out for those women that don't want to kill the man's children in the womb.
So you think Roe versus Wade being overturned was good?
Well, it wasn't overturned. It was just given back to the states.
Right, I agree.
The women can still kill the baby and children. I mean, the man's children.
But what I'm asking you, do you agree with that, or do you think they should have left it alone?
No, they should have given it back to the state and let the people decide.
Well, I hear you on that, but like the state you live in, California, decided, hey, you can do whatever you want. Like, before that, they was up to like 24 weeks. Now it's whatever.
Right. And it's unfortunate because we have a liberal government in California, so you have that kind of stuff going on.
Right.
Are you for abortion?
I'm for a woman's right to choose, yes.
Are you for killing you think a woman should have the right to kill the man's baby in the womb?
I think that people should have the right to live their own life, yes.
No, that's not. I asked, do you think that a woman should have the right to kill the man's child in the womb?
I think that's probably a choice between the two individuals because he helps make the baby too, so, yeah.
Do you think that a woman has the right to kill the man's child in the womb?
Not without his permission.
And do you think she has a right if she had his permission?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I think up to a certain amount that should be legal, yes. Not up to, obviously, you know, the third trimester.
Right. Do you think she should have the right, if the father say okay and she want to kill the man's baby in the womb and the father agree with her, do you think she should have the right to do that?
If the state she lives in allows it. You just said it was went right to the state. And states and people in those states make those decisions.
Do you think she should have the right to kill the man's baby in the womb if the father agreed with it?
Yeah, sure.
And who gave her the right to kill the baby in the womb?
Her mind.
But not God? Did God give her the right to do that?
No.
And if the right didn't come from God, then it must be evil.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it, and I agree.
And so you agree with evil, that evil should give the woman the right to kill God's creation in the womb?
Well, evil gives us the right to do all kinds of stuff. Like, you called that woman fat. You said you would have called her the B word, but that is evil.
No, I would have said, you bitch, what are you doing looking at my phone? I didn't tell you.
I know.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, but no, that's my point.
Isn't that amazing, though? You got to say
evil.
That's amazing.
You choose evil.
Isn't that
things,
amazing?
And then that is amazing.
Amazing.
No, but Jesse, you're not hearing what I'm saying. We choose evil.
No, you don't.
Know, but
you choose evil.
You choose evil.
No,
you.
Man,
I'm talking about you, not me. I'm talking about you.
Do you choose evil?
Sometimes, yeah, of course.
And why do you choose evil sometimes?
Because evil exists and it is around me.
And why do you choose it?
Because I'm in a flesh body and I'm not perfected in the spirit.
You think that you can't help but choose evil?
At times, not all the time.
But why at times you choose it?
Because you do too. We all do.
No. Why do you choose
it? Because you're not perfect. We're not
Mark,
perfect.
Why do you at time choose evil?
Because we all have a human nature.
No, I'm talking about you. Why do you, Mark?
Okay, because I have a human nature, and sometimes I choose that.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You told her?
Yeah, when I was 35.
You told her you forgive her?
I did.
What did she say?
We were in a counseling session, and I said, you know, I was going through all kinds of things in my life.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that came up, and we had that discussion.
So do you wish you wish Donald Trump well in what's happening with him right now?
He should be giving a fair trial just like anybody. Yeah, he's a person.
Do you wish him well?
Yeah, of course.
And
I wish you well. I wish everybody well, yeah.
Are you going to be voting for him?
No.
Mark.
Hello.
Mark.
I'm voting for RFK Jr.
Mark, are you voting for Trump? Be honest.
I'm voting for RFK Jr. I just told you.
But RFK Jr. can't make America great. Only Trump can do that.
Well, last time I checked, America is not great. And he was the president for 4 years, in case you forgot.
What's not great about the Great White Hope? About America?
What's not great about America right now, present tense?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a fan of Joe Biden, so.
What's not great about America?
What's not great about America? I'm not a fan of the Christian religious stuff, you know, like the churches.
Why? Actually, I like what you do, Jesse.
I like what you do. I watch you on TV on your church, you know, whatever, you know, your church setting that you do.
Right.
I like what you do. What you do, I think, is the way church should be done.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I love what you do because you allow other people to have an opinion and a thought and you ask questions. And that's where our churches need to be, not this guy on a stage and
Bible, something, you know,
all that kind of stuff.
I totally agree. But, Mark, I want you to call me again, but I got to ask us you one more time.
Yeah.
Are you voting for the great white hope?
You know, I might do it just for you, Jesse.
Right on. That's what I'm talking about.
Amazing.
Amazing. You know, when you vote for the great white hope, you will no longer be a bear. You will be an alpha male, not a beta male.
Amazing.
Hey, Jesse, am I an alpha or beta?
When you vote for the president, you're an alpha male.
I'm gonna vote for Trump. I'm going to vote for Trump.
Alpha male.
Yes. That's all I want, baby.
That's right. All right, call me again, Mark. Great call.
Thanks, Jesse. See ya.
All right, buddy. I'm looking at his clock and it's going like not even going nuts. Let me go quickly to Jay, a first time call out of Florida. Hey, Jay, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, Jay.
Hey, how are you?
All is well, sir. Welcome to the show.
Man, I know that we got a couple of minutes, but I don't know if I could squeeze it in and that's a short amount of time.
Let's give it a good try. Go ahead.
I was just wanting to ask, get some advice about how to stay out of my thoughts. And I guess I got a girlfriend that I've been going through things with. And I'm just like always in my thoughts, wondering if it's going to work out, if it's not going to work out. And, like, I guess when I feel like I could move forward and get away from that, like, toxic relationship, something holds me back. And I feel like maybe, like, once we're about to end or something, I get in my thoughts and I pull back. And I don't know. I just feel like I wanted to ask, like, how do I get out of those thoughts of, like, if I'm making the right decision.
The way you get out of them is stop believing that they are you. You are not your thoughts, and your thoughts are not you, and they are not from God. So stop identifying with them. So when they tell you, oh, you should go back to her, she love you, she's sorry, don't believe it and don't go back. All thoughts are all lies all the time, because I want you to think about this. A thought or thoughts are just thoughts. That's all it is. They have no meaning. There are no solution in thoughts. There are no never any good outcome in thought. They never have the answer. They are just thoughts only, and they're not yours. So when it comes, just watch it and let it pass and don't call them you. And do not do anything that they tell you to do, and you'll be fine. If they say go back to her, don't. Just don't go back. And then the pain will come with the thought because it's trying to control you. They're evil. And when the pain comes, it's only because you believe the thought, oh, you should go back. It's going to work this time. It's not going to work. It's just a thought. And a thought is just a thought. Stop believing it. And after a while, you will live a life without thinking.
That makes sense. Because every time I feel like, okay, like we're about to end, then I get emotional, you know, start missing her. Then before it gets too late, I'm like, maybe I should go back. And then once we get back, it only takes like a day or two, and then we're back at it arguing every day, you know. And
it's just two devils arguing, and it's never going to get better.
Yeah.
Don't stop going back. Block her, don't call her, don't go back, and watch those. Are you doing the silent prayer?
No. No, I'll do it for a couple of days, then I'll stop, and then I'll make excuses like, oh, I got to get up and I'm in a rush or something. And
we got to put that first. Like that. God, yeah. You got to seek God, the truth, first, above all things. Don't put anyone or anything before that, and I promise you, you'll be fine. And the more you do it, the more you're going to stay in the present and not thinking about the past or the future because it's not real anyway. It doesn't exist. You need to do the silent prayer so you can be present and still lost in your head. The thoughts are evil. They're not from you. All thought, the ones that make you feel good and the ones that make you feel bad, are evil. And as long as you worship them by listening to them, you're going to suffer in hell right here on earth.
Would it be bad? Okay, so because I'm always in my thoughts, and like for the past couple of months, my thoughts have been keeping me up all night. And I'll stay up till like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Just I won't be able to sleep at all. So I start like smoking weed, you know, some pot. And then I'm thinking like maybe I should go to sleep. And I want to do the silent prayer. And then I'm thinking like, well, I don't think I should do it while I'm high. would that be bad?
Come as you are. Try not to smoke it. But if you do, you still do the silent prayer. God want you to come as you are. A pothead in fear, doubt, worry, anxiety, whatever you have, bring that unto him, and he will take that away from you. He will save you from all of the darkness. So, no, if you happen to get high before, you still do the silent prayer, even if you're high. You got to put that first.
Yeah.
Do you have kids with this woman?
No, I don't have kids with her, but she has a kid.
Oh, man, you do not need a woman with a kid.
Oh, man. Yeah, I've been listening to you, Jesse, for like several years now.
Yeah.
And there was this one video she heard me listening to, and you were tearing up this one guy because he was dating a woman with a kid. And then she heard you, that you were calling, like saying that Satan is the father of women, and she got mad. And she hates it when I listen to you. So me and her will go start arguing, and she will tell me, why are you listening to him? Why are you listening to him about this and that?
She doesn't want you to hear the truth because the hell in her don't want you to hear the truth so it can control you and her. So that's why she doesn't want you to hear the truth. She wants to have control over you, but if you should know the truth, no one will be able to ever control you again. No money, no people, no place, no thing. Nothing will control you if you welcome the truth into your life. And that hell in her doesn't want you to know the truth.
Yeah. I mean, like, everything you said, like, about women, and she tries to control me. Like she has a kid, and she's, like, a couple years older than me, too.
Oh, my God. So, oh, babe.
Yeah, so like I've been listening to you for several years, and then like everything you say is true, but I don't know. I feel like I'm too scared to get out of that. You know?
No,
like, I can't take that.
You better be scared to stay in it. I promise you, you're gonna have nothing but trouble, especially since she has already had a child. That child wants his own father. He doesn't want a stepfather. He doesn't want you. And since he doesn't have the father around, he wants his mother's attention, and he will forever hate you for that. He will never love you. He will love it. He wants his father. He doesn't want you. You don't love that child. His mother don't love him. Both of you are about your own ego fits, and neither one of you care about the child. You should not be in the life of an older woman. And if she has a child, all she's going to do is make you her little boy and take advantage of you.
Yeah.
stay away, Jay.
Yeah. Would it be possible if I could call you maybe later this week or something? I had a few more things I wanted to ask.
On the show or counseling?
On the show.
Yeah, you could call me back. Call me back.
Okay, I'll try to reach you tomorrow.
Okay. But do the silent prayer, all right?
I will, Jesse. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Take care.
All right. I am so out of time. The first thing tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, we're going to complete the super chat that we did not get to. And we're going to take the calls we missed and get on the straight and narrow path. Stay there, stay there, stay there. You will not regret it, folks. You're in your hell. Don't love hell. Come out of your hell. Stay out of your hell. Hell is hell. It's not heaven. Forgive your mothers and your fathers. Do the silent prayer and stay on that path, all right? The Hake Report is coming up now. TheHakeReport.com. And after The Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. Be black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. And then American Anchor Baby at 12 Pacific Time. Thank you all for your support. We will finish all the super chats that we did not get to today. I'm out of here. Jonah, a first-time call out of South Carolina, or North Carolina. Donald, a first-time caller out of New York. And the caller just dropped. I'm out of time. I'll be back tomorrow if the Lord is willing. And the creek don't rise. Take care, folks. Amazing! Amazing. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true. It's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. But the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father, because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663. And we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father.